Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 115, verses 9 to 15. The Call to Israel. O house of Israel, O house of Aaron, O house of Israel, the house of Israel, the house of Aaron. You can see it's a very strong call here by the psalmist to Israel. Well, naturally, the man is writing, he's penning this psalm in the days of the Old Covenant. And the Old Covenant was for Israel. And this is the praise of Israel to the God of Israel. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory. This is Israel crying out. Why do the nations say, the pagans around, the Egyptians, the Assyrians, the Philistines and so on, why do they say, where is their God, and so on? Well, the psalmist has answered it. Our God is invisible, he is sovereign. Your gods are idols, no gods at all. The challenge has come and has been answered, and idolatry has been mocked, verses 4 to 8. And as a consequence, the psalmist is stirring the Israelites to the praise and honor and exaltation of God. Only Israel can enter into this. Only Israel has the God who is the true God, the only God, the living God, as their God. All the other religions, all the other nations, all the other peoples in this day were guilty of idolatry and had gods that were no gods at all. And this is the contrast between Israel and the nations. There is no mixing of Israel with the nations. The pagans can't enter into this. This is the old covenant principle. It is all for Israel. And look what it is here. O house of Israel, trust in the Lord. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. You who fear him, the God-fearers, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. He is their help and shield. The provider, the protector, the defender, the keeper of Israel. Fear and reverence him. He remembers. He remembers. The Lord remembers us, verse 12. And he will bless us. This is Israel speaking. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. Doesn't matter who they are, so long as they are Israelites belonging to Israel. The contrast, the divide, is between Israel and the nations. And God is the sovereign God. He is the maker of all, he is the creator of all, he is the judge of all, but he is the God of Israel. He is the sustainer of Israel. He is the provider for Israel. This God is our God, and it's his blessing upon him. And, of course, his blessing upon them. May the Lord make you increase, verse 14. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Well, that's the old covenant. In the new covenant, 1 Peter chapter 2, believers are now the royal nation, the people of God. Galatians 6:16, the Israel of God. We are unique. We are special. We are the honored people, brother and sister. We belong to the people of God. This God is our God. And he provides for us. He sustains us. All the other gods, the pagans, their gods, are no gods at all. And just as Israel was separate from the pagans, and only Israel could worship this one true living God, so it must be today. Of course, we live in a day when all that's broken down. Oh, it's a terrible disaster, the breaking down between the ecclesia, the people of God, and the world. But we should be, of all people, we should be the people that praising the Lord, trusting him, depending upon him, glorifying him, looking to him to bless us, to increase us and prosper us. Of course, we're not in the old covenant. It's not a question now of families and birth and so on, you and your children. It is indeed the blessing of God upon all the spiritual children. It's a spiritual descent. It's a spiritual seed. Unbeliever, you realize what I'm saying. You're outside of this. Oh, well, I go to church. You can go to church in inverted commas, but that doesn't make you part of the people of God. Well, I say my prayers, I read my Bible, I do my best. But, oh, my friend, it's only being in Christ, If you're not in Christ, if you're not trusting in him, if you're not in the Lord Jesus, you're still in Adam and outside the Israel of God. This is the call to Israel. But you can come in. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Enter by this narrow gate. Believe on him and trust him. And you too will then be part of the people of God. The call to Israel. May we all heed it and act upon it. Amen.